Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A dozen of the Democratic presidential hopefuls took the stage for debate tonight at Otterbein University in the swing state of Ohio. They fielded questions on a range of issues, ranging from economic inequality and health care to the Turkish assault against Kurds in Syria. As NPR's Detro reports, the candidates took aim at President Trump, as well as fellow candidate Elizabeth Warren.
A big theme of the first three presidential debates was the other candidates going after former Vice President Joe Biden, who led in the polls. Now, Senator Elizabeth Warren's ahead of Biden in many polls, and tonight she was the one taking fire for her plans on health care, a wealth tax, how she would break up big tech, and other areas.
NPR Scott Detrow in Westerville, Ohio, near Columbus. President Trump's personal attorney says he will ignore a congressional subpoena for documents on his work in Ukraine. In a letter to Congress, Rudy Giuliani's lawyer says his client will not cooperate with the Democratic impeachment inquiry because the probe is, quote, unconstitutional and baseless. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo head to Turkey on Wednesday to try to negotiate a ceasefire in Syria. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports that President Trump is warning the Turkish government to stop the violence.
The Vice President and Secretary of State will issue a stern warning to Turkish leaders that the United States will take stronger steps after imposing financial sanctions on top leaders if the military's advancement into northern Syria is not stopped.
We're asking for a ceasefire. We put the strongest sanctions that you can imagine, but they get a lot. We have a lot in store if they don't have an impact, including massive tariffs on steel.
Trump has threatened 50% tariffs on steel imports from Turkey. The Turkish military advanced against allied Kurdish forces after Trump announced he would be pulling U.S. forces from the region. Franco Ordonez, NPR News. The White House.
By some estimates, 175,000 workers are furloughed or losing wages because of the five-week-old UAW strike against General Motors. Abigail Sensky of member station WKAR in Lansing, Michigan reports the economic impact has some lawmakers calling for intervention.
States where cars and parts are made are losing a lot of money. Patrick Anderson is CEO of a private firm that provides analysis of the auto industry. He says if the strike isn't resolved soon, he thinks it's time for Washington to intervene, using the Taft-Hartley Act to force UAW members back to work.
But I think ample time was 2 weeks, and we're already in the fifth week. The law exists for an emergency like this. We have one. We need to start considering using it if nothing happens in the next 48 hours.
Local union leaders have been called back to Detroit for a meeting early Thursday, and GM CEO briefly took part in negotiations early this week.
Abigail Sensky in Lansing. This is NPR News. Nevada's gambling regulators have filed a complaint seeking to bar former casino magnate Steve Wynn from ever working in the state's gaming industry. The complaint lists sexual misconduct allegations that have been lodged against the mogul since January 2018. Wynn denies all of the allegations against him. In New York, actor Cuba Gooding Jr. has pleaded not guilty to charges of forcibly touching and sex abuse. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, several women have made similar complaints against Gooding.
In June, Cuba Gooding Jr. faced criminal charges after a woman claimed he squeezed her breast at a bar without her consent. The new allegations say Gooding pinched a woman's behind at a nightclub in October of last year. Prosecutor Jenna Long says more women have come forward with similar allegations. She says that shows Gooding routinely approaches women at bars and nightclubs and touches them inappropriately. Gooding's lawyer, Mark Heller, says his client is innocent. He calls the accusations a, quote, distorted overreaction pandering to the current hypersensitive climate where innocent, commonplace gestures are now misperceived and mischaracterized as offensive. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Actress Felicity Huffman has begun serving a two-week prison sentence for her role in the college admissions cheating and bribery scandal. Huffman also faces 250 hours of community service, a year's probation, and a fine for paying a proctor to correct her daughter's SAT scores. She pleaded guilty to fraud and conspiracy. Most of the dozens of other defendants in the case are fighting the charges against them. This is NPR News in Washington.